Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Have you ever imagined your own disappearance or daydreamed about a new identity? Would you like to call the Amelia Project and share your story? Well, if you've been paying close attention to season one, you should be able to find our number hidden towards the end of one of the episodes. Over the past few weeks, we've been receiving disappearance requests from some brave listeners who dared pick up the phone, and we want to play you a compilation of messages that they've left us. Enjoy.
Congratulations. You've reached the Amelia Project. This phone call isn't happening. If you're not serious about this, hang up. Now. If you continue, there's no way back. Good choice. A new life awaits. You'll hear back from us within the hour. If you don't hear back, please consider the whole thing a hoax. Leave your message and your email address after the beep.
I'm completely serious about this and hope it's not a hoax. And like I said, super dead serious.
Please, I need your services. It's happening tomorrow. They want me to make a choice. A choice I can't possibly make. How fast can we get this done? Call me back.
You have to help us. We're going crazy here. We are stuck on this island, surrounded by morons, and the person in charge has no idea what she's doing. Can you imagine what that's like?
I mean, eccentricity is all very well. We could put up with cheese rolling and five-day cricket matches. When you've got Eton and Oxbridge-educated millionaires winning votes on the basis of being anti-establishment, well, it's just a joke too far. We're stuck in a bad dream. Between Brexit, Southern Rail, and bloody Boris Johnson, we've had enough. And now they're saying that Gove should be the next Prime Minister. It's the final straw.
I mean, I only came here in the first place to escape that crazy blonde imbecile on the other side of the pond. But at least I could hide out in the Rocky Mountains or something. This place is tiny. You just can't get away from the idiots. You've got to help us get off this island.
So now, we're stuck in Hayward Heath. We live in a road that looks like Privet Drive. Our only escape vehicle is a tandem. It's an emergency.
Hey, guys. This is Johnny Rotten. I'm really Johnny Rotten. The deal is, though, I've been living a double life. My whole life. I'm not British. I just pretended to be British because no one took an American punk rocker seriously. So I led that life until I couldn't take it anymore. I was being a fraud and I came back to the States. I bounced around from place to place, and about 20, 25 years ago, I had a summer fling in California. The woman who I had the fling with, her name was Meghan Markle. Since then, we continue to stay in touch. We've sent emails, texts, we've talked on the phone, and a lot of them are pretty racy. Now, I know I'm older than her. She likes older men, even though she married this younger man. But I think she still has feelings for me. And one of your British Secret Service agencies, I think it's MI6, has taken notice. They've been following me. They won't leave me alone. I hear strange noises on my phone when I try to make calls. I see vans sitting across the street from my house. I don't know what to do. I'm tired of being followed. I'm ready to disappear, and I need your help. You might be my only chance.
Hi, it's Sean. Sean Cobb. Look, I didn't want to go into this over an open line. You never know who's listening, but I see You're going to make me give you something, so here goes. So, yes, I do work for the government. Yes, I am a writer. I mean, on the side, not professionally. Anyways, do you know how hard it is to guess a random password made of 24 numbers and letters? It's hard, like really impossibly hard. I managed to do 23. You're wondering what I'm talking about, aren't you? Sorry. Long story short, in my newest book, you know, a cliched spy thriller, James Bond saves the world type thing, I've got a scene where the U.S. president launches a nuclear strike. I provided the code in the book, a code I completely made up. Unfortunately, what I made up was close, as in 23 out of 24 digits close. And now, because of my job, everyone assumes I actually know the real code, the remaining digit. The U.S. government, Russians, Chinese, Salvation Army, for all I know, they all want to know what I know and how I know it. So I need to disappear. You guys are my only hope.
Hi, hello, yes, well, this is, Cyril Crinjanut. I'm the owner of a factory. We process cocoa for drinking and baking and, well, you know, other uses. It's cocoa, right? If this isn't all some kind of sick hoax, I'm calling because my company is, well, to tell the truth, I am. I'm under investigation for adding a certain ingredient to our cocoa that is somewhat, well, addictive in nature. I need to disappear rather quickly before my factory is destroyed by thousands of angry parents. I'm not sure if any of you lot over there ever drink cocoa, but anyway, please call me back as soon as possible. Thank you.
Interesting.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
The buyer awaits your decision, poised as one both ready for a fight and assured of its outcome. I'll have that relic now.
That cool pretty boy have more healing. We gonna need it.
You guys might. One of you dies and I'm running for it. So don't.
We'll have to use every advantage, and we've not many left.
So I'm confused. What am I supposed to say to him?
Marcus, it's a role-playing game.
Right.
So, you're this holy guy, Benedict.
Right.
And he's just joined this adventuring party.
Right. Why?
Because we needed someone to heal us and not ask questions.
Dom!
What?
Any reason you want, Marcus. That's the great thing about this game. You can be anyone you want. Do anything you want, for any reason, so long as it's true to your character.
Cool. I totally got this.
Wait, but...
This artifact belongs to my church, and as such, I cannot part with it for any price. What did I say?
Kill them all!
The Ordinary Epic, a podcast series about the extraordinary, the ordinary, and something in between. Listen now at theordinaryepic.com or on your favorite podcast app.